Volcanoes are hot. Just how much heating power do they add to our surface these days? A satellite-based survey showed that 45 currently active volcanoes are putting out about 160 megawatts of sensible heat. That's a lot to anyone standing nearby, but it's less than 1/10,000th of what we humans put out by burning fossil fuels, and 1/100,000,000th of the sun's power delivered to Earth. Volcanoes do heat the Earth, but almost wholly by adding CO2 that traps outgoing thermal radiation. It's their contribution to the greenhouse effect. They do some cooling, too, when their ash clouds spread through the Earth's atmosphere and cut sunlight intensity. On their way out via erosion, they cool the Earth greatly. Their erupted lava, accumulated as mountains, gets eroded by rain. The chemical reaction during erosion combines CO2 with rock minerals, thereby removing CO2 from the air and decreasing our greenhouse effect. Overall, the swings in CO2 from eruption and then erosion have driven drastic changes in Earth's surface temperature. Low CO2 in the recent 3 million years or so gave us repeated ice ages. Only very high CO2, injected 2.2 billion years ago, thawed the Earth out of snowball Earth that formed after cyanobacteria destroyed the potent methane greenhouse effect with their waste product, which is now our treasured oxygen. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.